Ambassador Christopher Hill praised the deal reached February 13th, in which North Korea agreed to freeze its nuclear program in return for 1 million tons of fuel oil. He acknowledged the deal is not perfect and that there is still much work ahead, but he added that it is what the North Koreans would agree to.
It is unlikely that the North Koreans will roll out of bed in the morning and say, we're going to make a strategic decision to get out of all of this. More likely, they're going to make decisions to move on a step-by-step basis, and as they move one step, they will look back and say, this is a better place than we were in yesterday, and that will encourage them to take still another step.
Under the deal, several working groups are to begin meetings within 30 days, which Hill said would give all parties an indication that the process is on track.
We would make sure that the denuclearization group has met. We would make sure that the Economic and Energy Cooperation group has met, the Northeast Asia Peace and Security group, and also the two bilateral processes, that is the U.S. and Japanese bilateral processes with the DPRK. We would ensure that those have met.
He stressed that there are two conditions North Korea is required to meet. The first is to come up with a complete list of what North Korean nuclear programs need to be abandoned. The second has to do with Pyongyang getting rid of its nuclear facilities.
The North Koreans have agreed in this phase to the disablement of all existing nuclear facilities, including graphite-moderated reactors and the reprocessing plant. And so for that disablement, and disablement means these are put out of commission, not just shut down and sealed, but actually put out of commission. And in short, a next stage on the phase toward the dismantlement and complete abandonment of these facilities.
In return, he said, the United States is ready to talk about eventually normalizing ties and taking North Korea off the U.S. list of state sponsors of terror. He also held out hope for a peace accord to replace the armistice agreement that ended the Korean War more than 50 years ago. Hill added that the United States has agreed to, in his words, resolve its role in the matter of Banco Delta Asia in Macau. Pyongyang was angered by U.S. sanctions that targeted alleged illegal North Korean activities at the bank, but Hill indicated the 18-month U.S. investigation would be completed within 30 days. Hill said the United States is concerned about North Korea's efforts to develop a highly enriched uranium program in addition to its plutonium program. He says North Korea has not confirmed U.S. suspicions, but is at least willing to discuss the enriched uranium issue.
I want to make very clear, though, the North Koreans have not acknowledged having an HEU program. They've not acknowledged that. But they have been willing to discuss what we know and to try to resolve this to mutual satisfaction.
If everything goes as planned, the North Koreans are to receive an initial 50,000 tons of fuel oil within 60 days. Hill also raised the possibility of a ministerial-level meeting in Beijing in April between Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her counterparts from the six other parties, North Korea, China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.